century since his birth, the music of a shy but talented cornet player who died before the age 30 holds deep influence and fascination over jazz musicians today. In just a few short years, in the mid-1920s, Bix Beiderbecke brought to jazz a greater sophistication, an indelible personal voice, and the first jazz to successfully fuse hot and sweet. Welcome to Celebrating Bix on Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Hi, I'm Dave Redlauer, and thanks for joining me. Bix's finest recordings, made mostly with saxist Frankie Trumbauer, like this Clarinet Marmalade of 1927, have influenced some of our greatest musicians and have clearly stood the test of time. The 2003 Bix Beiderbecke Centennial All-Stars are featured throughout this hour playing the music of Bix. They are drawn from among the best musicians today playing this brand of jazz, who can balance both solo improvisation and handle these fresh but difficult arrangements that are based primarily on Bix's recorded solos. Thank you. Clarinet Marmalade, the Bix, Beiderbecke, Centennial All-Stars, a really nice 2003 CD on Arbor's Jazz, celebrating 100 years since Bix was born. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for this celebration of Bix Beiderbecke's life and music. Bix was a medium-sized fellow, good-looking, not especially handsome. Outwardly, nothing about him that would draw one's attention. He's frequently described by those who knew him as moody and withdrawn. For instance, trumpeter Max Kaminski, who befriended Bix after being astounded by his beautiful tone that he described as like a choir of angels, described him as dreamy and preoccupied, quote, gentle and silent, saying that all he cared about were music and whiskey. Another good friend of Bix's was composer Hoagy Carmichael, who said his sound was like a chime struck by a mallet. Hoagy's Boneyard Shuffle was never actually recorded by Bix, yet he was freshly under the spell of Bix's sound when he composed and recorded it in 1925. Dick Sudhalter's 1981 recording makes it sound very Bixian, especially the way Bix expert Sudhalter and saxophonist Bob Rietmeyer blend their musical lines much the way Bix and Trumbauer did. After Boneyard Shuffle, a tune that Bix recorded in one of Trumbauer's subunits of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra that included Tommy Dorsey on second trumpet and trombonist Bill Rank. The title is a little confusing unless you understand that San, S-A-N, was a girl's name.
dee da 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 wee da da da.
Sand, Bic Centennial All-Stars, powerfully under the influence of Bic some 75 years after that Beiderbecke recording. The set began with Boneyard Shuffle, Dick Sudhalter's Primus Inter Pares, that is, First Among Equals band of 1981, Bob Rietmeyer successfully taking the Trombauer role, Dan Barrett also sounding great on trombone. This is Jazz Rhythm celebrating Bic's Beiderbecke. Now, I've mentioned saxist Frankie Trombauer, Tram, as his friends called him, in connection with Bix. Unfortunately, he's rarely considered beyond that context. As a saxophonist, Trombauer was much admired by both musicians and jazz observers for his delicacy, musical poise, and light-toned improvisations. Prez, Lester Young, admired Tram's charming, slightly whimsical solos and dry wit, saying, quote, "I tried to get the sound of a C melody on tenor." By the way, C melody is a now extinct member of the sax family. It's a little higher and lighter in sound than tenor, and called C melody because unlike the rest of the sax family, which play open or naturally in B flat or E flat, the C melody plays in C major. Though Trombauer played most of the sax family, he's best known as the only successful specialist on C melody. As a person, Trombauer was tall, debonair, and businesslike, comfortable handling both the business and band management aspects of music. Oddly, his father was half Cherokee, but on his mother's side, his great-granduncle was English novelist Charles Dickens. He and Bix had such great rapport together that they could literally finish each other's musical phrases. He was almost like an older brother to Beiderbecke for a few years, expanding Bix's musical horizons by teaching him some of the finer points of music, and Tram introduced Bix to golf and horseback riding. Bix even ceased drinking heavily for a while under Tram's influence. Later, Trombauer associated with Bunny Berrigan and Jack Teagarden, and later on in California worked in studio bands, became a test pilot during World War II, and eventually left the music business altogether to work in aeronautics. A wonderful Bix and Trombauer recording is the ever-so-pretty Blue River. This is a tune not heard very often. Now we have the usual suspects, clarinetist Don Murray, Bill Rank trombone, Adrian Rollini bass sax, the arranger was Bill Chalice, and Seeger Ellis, the vocalist on the original, which we'll hear and then move into a remarkable version by the Bix Centennial All-Stars. Their rendition is a little trickier. It begins with John Eric Kelso on cornet. Then the arrangement uses Bix's fills from the original, which were played behind the vocalist. And this was transcribed as a new solo scored for three C melody saxes. And finally, Bix's lead line is utilized by sections of cornets and saxes. It succeeds, I think, in nicely capturing the sweet melancholy of the original Blue River. Thank you.
Tell me why a song is sad, never glad. Blue River, do you haul a memory of a vanished dream? Sing to me of lips I pressed and caressed. Blue River, till I saw my hopes go drifting down.
Thank you. When I hear your lonesome song, I know that something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
We've drifted along Blue River, segueing back and forth through the Trumbauer Bix original and the Bix Centennial All-Stars. That's Blue River, a very nice tune. You don't hear that much anymore. I kind of like that. This is a celebration of the life and music of Bix Beiderbecke, a cornet player, who in a very few years in the mid-1920s helped bring to jazz greater depth and harmonic sophistication. His personal sound embodied balance and economy, revealing a unique personal vision that influenced generations of musicians. Follower Rex Stewart called Bix a one-in-a-million artist. And it's been said that an inch of Beiderbecke is worth a mile of some other trumpet players. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. And at the Jazz Rhythm website, you can find connections to the World Wide Web of Jazz at www.jazzhot.bigstep. Those are each one word, jazzhot.bigstep. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Online at MississippiRag.com. Next, the Bix Centennial All-Stars version of Lonely Melody is based on Bix's solos, ignoring entirely the original Paul Whiteman arrangement, which was described in the liner notes as an ample yet overprepared concoction, as you can discern from A Little Taste for Yourself. ¶¶